Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. England dominated day two of the third test against India in Kolkata as Alastair Cook became the youngest player to hit 7,000 test runs and the first English player to hit 23 test centuries. He made it five centuries in as many tests as captain, also a record, and England closed on an impressive 216 for one after they dismissed India for 316. Mahendra Singh Dhoni made 52 before Monty Panesar and Stephen Finn mopped up the remainder of the Indian innings before it was over to England's batsmen to impose their authority on proceedings. Cook was dropped by Cheteshwar Pujara on 17 but took full advantage, adding 165 with Nick Compton for the first wicket, facing 236 balls. Alongside him at stumps was Jonathan Trott, who'd made 21. Philip Hughes has been handed a recall to Australia's Test squad ahead of the three-match series against Sri Lanka as rookie Ponting's replacement. Ponting retired from international cricket following the third and final Test against South Africa in Perth, and Hughes has beaten off competition from Usman Khawaja, Rob Quiney and Alex Doolan to fill the vacancy. Fit again Peter Siddle and Ben Hilfenhaus return at the expense of John Hastings and John Hazlewood, who were both hit with injuries following that Test. The Test squad then is as follows: Michael Clarke, Shane Watson, Ed Cowan, Ben Hilfenhaus, Philip Hughes, Michael Hussey, Mitchell Johnson, Nathan Lyon, Peter Siddle, Mitchell Starc, Matthew Wade and David Warner. On the field, the Australian chairman's 11 got stuck into the touring Sri Lankan bowling on the opening day of their tour game in Canberra, closing on 390 for 4. Leading the way was opener Scott Henry, who scored 172 not out, while Glenn Maxwell helped himself to 91 in just 77 balls. Usman Khawaja might have missed out on a test recall, but he made 56 as the batsmen dominated. Bangladesh have added left-arm spinner Elias Sunny to their squad for the final two one-day internationals against the West Indies in Mirpur. Bangladesh raced into a 2-0 series lead in Khulna, but have been pegged back as the West Indies won the third game by 4 wickets. Sunny has played 3 tests, 2 one-day internationals and 7 2020 internationals, taking 3 wickets in his 2 ODIs to date.